Welcome to the News Quark US Open podcast on the 1st of December 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded mixed as markets digested weak Chinese PMI data, while the Nikkei slipped beneath 50,000 on a firmer yen and hawkish hints from BOJ's governor, Ueda. The dollar index is pressured by yen strength as traders positioned cautiously ahead of key United States data and central bank commentary. US and Ukraine negotiations focused on defining the de facto border with Russia under a potential peace deal, with talks described as difficult but productive. US equity futures are softer following weakness in Europe, with attention turning to US ISM manufacturing figures ahead of next week's FOMC meeting. The dollar index remains subdued amid yen strength and the Fed blackout period, while President Trump said he knows who he will pick as the next Fed chair but gave no further details. Treasury yields are slightly lower as markets price a December Fed rate cut, with speculation centering on Hassett as a frontrunner. European bourses are lower, with the stocks 600 down 0.3%, tracking the cautious Asia-Pac tone. ASML supported the AEX, while Airbus weighed on industrials after urgent A320 fleet fixes. US futures are weaker across the board, led by declines in the Nasdaq and Russell 2000. SoftBank's CEO said he would not sell Nvidia shares but needs funds for OpenAI investments, while UBS faces money laundering charges tied to Credit Suisse. In FX, the yen outperforms on safe haven flows and BOJ comments hinting at a possible December rate hike. The dollar-yen trades near 155.25, while the euro edges higher and sterling softens ahead of UK PM Starmer's speech defending the budget. The Aussie, Kiwi and Canadian dollars are little changed, capped by disappointing Chinese PMIs. In bonds, treasuries are slightly weaker but supported by dovish Fed expectations. German debt futures fell to 128.50, while UK gilts are underperforming amid budget scrutiny. Japanese debt extended losses after Ueda warned that delaying hikes could trigger sharper inflation. Crude prices are firmer by around 2% after OPEC Plus held output steady through the first quarter of 2026. And amid Ukrainian strikes on Russian refineries, gold trades near $4,250 per ounce, its highest since October, while copper hit a record above $11,200 per ton. In geopolitics, Ukraine's strikes on Russian refineries continued, while the Kremlin confirmed President Putin will meet US envoy Witkoff on Tuesday. US Secretary of State Rubio called the peace talks productive but said more work is needed. NATO is reportedly preparing for limited US support in confronting Russia. Elsewhere, Israeli security estimates that Iran may take the initiative and carry out retaliatory operations instead of Hezbollah, and estimates preparations for a Houthi response in retaliation for the killing of Hezbollah top commander Al-Tabatabai. In Asia, BOJ Governor Ueda reiterated that gradual rate hikes remain possible if the economy improves, while Japan's finance minister said recent yen moves aren't based on fundamentals. Bitcoin remains below 86,600, with Ethereum under 2,900 amid risk aversion. Looking ahead, highlights include November's US Manufacturing PMI Final and ISM US Manufacturing PMI Final. There's also the Saudi-Russia Business Forum and EU Supply. Speakers include BOE Dingra and Fed Chair Powell. Just a reminder that the Fed is observing its blackout period. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.